Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Road win number one for David Fizdale and the Grizzlies. It wasn't pretty, but they all count. This is Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome in Locked On Grizzlies. My name is Peter Edmiston, coming to you live from my house, where I just got done watching the Grizzlies and the Jazz in what was an interesting game and ultimately a successful one for the Grizzlies. Wasn't the prettiest game in the world, but considering the circumstances and how badly this team needed a win, they will take it no matter what. Lots to learn from this one, and I'm looking forward to giving it to you. Follow me on Twitter at Peter Edmiston. You can listen to me on Sports 56 WHBQ every morning, 7 to 10. You can read me in the Commercial Appeal as well with Numbers Game every single week. And we're bringing to you a lot of special stuff here on Locked On Grizzlies thanks to the Locked On Podcast Network and our friends at SeatGeek. So it was a win for the Grizzlies in very interesting fashion. 102-96 was the final, and guess who was the best player for the Grizzlies again? Not Marc Gasol, not Mike Conley, not Chandler Parsons, not Zach Randolph, although he was close. Vince Carter. Vince Carter, again playing over 31 minutes, 20 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. He was incredible. Hit 3 threes, had a big dunk down the stretch to just about seal the game off a beautiful pass from Mike Conley. Played good defense. I mean, there's just... The guy from game one, when he was dispatched to go in, body up on Andrew Wiggins and, you know, take him to the cleaners. That's what he did. He bullied him. And we've seen now Wiggins in the last two ballgames, by the way. He's gone for 36 and 47 points. The dude is a scoring machine when you let him go. And Vince shut him down. He's twice his age, and he shut him down in game one. That's when you knew that this might be a special season if Vince can just stay healthy. And sure enough, he's been cranking it out now of late. Yeah, a couple 20-point games in his last three. He scored 57 points combined in his last three games. That's 19 points a game. He's doing everything for the Grizzlies. I mean, he is crucial, crucial. This team would not be winning. It wouldn't even be 500 without Vince Carter. Huge performance again. Zach Randolph, 18 and 10 off the bench, had big, big numbers for Zach. And in this game, you have to be quite honest and say that the Jazz were missing, you know, their starting backcourt. No George Hill, no Rodney Hood. Gordon Hayward was playing, but he was not 100%. His finger that had been dislocated earlier in the season was problematic. He hurt it at some point in the game, and he left for a while, came back. It was taped up, and he never really got the shot going. He was 1 of 7. From the field, and coming into this ballgame, he was you know, 25 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists a game. So he was clearly hampered in this one. It turns out that, weirdly enough, Joe Ingles was the best player for most of the night for the Jazz. Joe Ingles and Trey Lyles were the 1-2 punch for the Jazz with a little help from Shelvin Mack. But if that's the case, if that's who your big three are, Ingles, Lyles, and Mack, then you're probably not going to win games. And the Jazz certainly didn't win this one. Controversial down the stretch, too, that Quinn Snyder did the Grizzlies a favor and went away from Rudy Gobert for the last 10 minutes or so of the game after Gobert picked up his 5th foul. You know, Marc Gasol had been working over Gobert pretty well, but, you know, inside you saw the Grizzlies down the stretch get multiple key offensive rebounds. Grizzlies finish up with 14 offensive rebounds in 37 opportunities. That's, do a little quick math, around 30% or so on the offensive rebounding percentage, which is really high. And many of those came late in the ball game. Zach Randolph with 5 offensive boards, a couple of offensive boards for my man Deontay Davis, who we're going to talk about in a second. That really was a difference maker in the game. Jermichael Green had 4 also, as he was kind of his normal. He wasn't particularly great offensively, but the guy was really energetic, was really getting after it, a couple block shots, played some pretty good defense, and once again showed why, you know, late in the game, Zach Randolph, as good as he was, 18 points, 10 rebounds, Grizzlies needed to get stops and needed to remain getting stops from the Jazz. And when you have Zach out there, you just there's too much risk and too much risk involved. This was a pretty lockdown group that they had defensively out there. 1 or 2 mistakes, but for the most part, they really did play well, and I can understand why Fizdale did it this time, and it worked. That's the crucial difference in this game and some of the others, is that it worked. You know, you saw big offensive rebounds from Jermichael Green. You saw the team ultimately win the game. That's the difference. If it hadn't worked, then everyone would be, you know, pitching a fit and whining and moaning about Zach Randolph, and understandably so, but when it works, that takes a little bit of the heat off going forward. Now, I want to talk a little bit about my man Deontay Davis. You have to allow me to gloat a little bit on this one. We called for it last pod. Those of you that are big listeners Locked On Grizzlies, you will no doubt have heard that I wanted Deontay Davis out, freed, to have fun, to go do some fun things, to make some, you know, big-time plays out there to help Zach Randolph out. And lo and behold, that's exactly what happened in this ballgame. Deontay Davis played really, really well. 1 or 2, I mean, he's a rookie. He was a 31st pick overall, for crying out loud, so he's going to make some mistakes. Yeah, 1 or 2 defensive mishaps, but by and large, I thought he was really good in his 13 minutes, 25 seconds of action. And in fact, the box score bears it out that he was the best plus-minus guy for the Grizzlies at +9. Better than Zach Randolph, better than Vince Carter, just barely, but better nonetheless. He really did a great job defensively of backing up Zach Randolph. And this is what, you know, it made sense. This is why we've called for Deontay Davis. It really in a pair with Zach Randolph especially. I'm going to give you some numbers here momentarily, but first I want to tell you about my friends at SeatGeek, who have the numbers for you. They've always got the numbers for you. The numbers that make sense for you. When you are looking for a ticket, you want to go to a show, you want to go to a game, you want to go, and we all buy tickets for stuff, man, but don't you always feel like you look to the person next to you when you get there and you wonder, did they pay less than you did? Did they get a better deal than you did? It's like when you're flying, you know, and you always wonder, like, what did this guy pay? What did this other guy pay? Well, with SeatGeek, you don't have to have that worry. You don't have to fret. You don't have to wonder, am I getting screwed? Is this going to be a great deal? Yes, you will know, because SeatGeek uses their exclusive algorithm to look across all of the ticket buying sites that are out there to make sure. They do all that grunt work for you, and they do it really instantaneously. So you look at a seating chart, you can see right there visually, green means go, yellow means wait a second, red means probably hold off on those tickets. You will know what those tickets look like. You will know what you can do with them. You will know how much you're going to spend for them. You'll know where they are. You know all that stuff. Information is there for you. It's super easy. Could not be simpler. All you do, download the app from the App Store. Whatever you're listening to this on, you can download it from that App Store. Make it super easy on yourself. Then when you get the app downloaded, go to the promo code section. There'll be a little settings bar on the side. Click on that and go to promo code. Type in LO Grizzlies, because I want them to know you came from me. LO Grizzlies. You're going to help the pod, and here's what you're going to do for yourself, because it's a win-win. You're going to save $20 on your first SeatGeek purchase. Yeah, it's that simple. Please, if you want to support the pod and you want to save some great money on tickets, not only just from the fact that you're going to find the lowest price tickets out there, guaranteed, by the way. They back it all up with their guarantee. But you could save yourself $20 on top of that on your first purchase. Type in the promo code LOGrizzlies, SeatGeek, download it, make your ticket buying life super simple, save yourself some money. SeatGeek, promo code LOGrizzlies. So, speaking of numbers, let me give you a few. Not your traditional numbers, not just the box score numbers, but I was looking at two-man lineups out there. Two-man lineups. After this game was over, and I want to say a big thank you to the folks at the NBA for getting these things uploaded really quickly. So that made it very simple. But if you look at the early returns on who Zach Randolph has played with, as far as when Zach's a five or Zach's a four playing alongside a five, depending on whatever lineup it is. But if you look at the four guys he's played with most of all, those being Jarrell Martin, Jamichael Green, Marcus Gasol, and Deontay Davis, there is an absolutely huge difference. Huge difference. We're talking net rating with Zach and Deontay, the Michigan State connection, plus 40.8. So that means the Grizzlies, over the course of 100 possessions, would average 40.8 more points than their opposition. Now, that's granted, that's very early. And we're talking about a sample size of just 19 minutes here. So I'm trying not to get excited. I want to get excited because you know I love Deontay. And you know I want to see more Deontay in there. So I'm trying not to get too excited. But just keep that number in your head, 40.8. Now let me give you the other pairings that Zach has used. With Marc Gasol, minus 6.7, which means the Grizzlies are outscored by 6.7 points per 100 possessions. With Jarrell Martin, minus 17.2. With Jamichael Green, minus 19.7. That means that the Deontay Davis pairing is not a little, not a lot, but an absolute metric ton better than any other pairing of two bigs alongside Zach Randolph. And if you look deeper at some of the numbers, the team plays much slower, honestly, with Deontay Davis out there with Zach, but that's because the offense runs where it needs to in those lineups, which is through Zach. Especially if you're going to have Zach and Deontay and probably, you know, Vince Carter in some of these lineups. These are not the freewheeling up and down type. And Andrew Harrison, too, for that matter, so he slows it down. These are not like up and down type lineups. These are going to be slow lineups by definition. But check this out. The Grizzlies in those 19 minutes, so again, not a lot of time, but the Grizzlies are getting 53% of offense rebound of opportunities. 53% offensive rebounding opportunities. To put that into perspective, with Mark, it's 25%. With Jarrell, it's 27%. And with Jermichael, it's 21%. With Deontay, again, 53%. And the Grizzlies get 66% of overall of all rebounds, which is the best in the bunch. It's a lineup that just makes a lot of sense. I mean, you know, on offense, it gives Zach opportunity. On defense, Deontay Davis covers up for a lot of what Zach can't do and helps to, you know, block the shots and actually protect the rim. Grizzlies are crying out for that kind of a thing, crying out for a rim runner on offense and a shot blocker on defense, and it just so happens that Deontay Davis can do both of those things. So I hope that David Fizdale was as impressed with this performance as a lot of you were, and I certainly was. And we see Deontay continue to be worked into the regular rotation, not just a bit player here and there, but part of the whole deal. I think it is long past time for that to happen, and I would expect that it will. Based on this performance, I think you'd have to think that that's going to be the case. So the Grizzlies move on, continue their road trip. They are 1-1 right now, and the odds would have them finish at 2-2 on this road trip. Now next up is the Clippers. Yikes. Best defensive team in basketball, throttling Brooklyn as we speak. I don't know what that score will end up being, but they were just choking the life out of Brooklyn when last I checked into that game. They are a really good defensive team, and Grizzlies have already seen them once in FedEx Forum, and you know the Clippers cruised until it got a little, just the tiniest little bit interesting in the very late stretches of that game. But it was, for the most part, a dominant Clippers performance. That's going to be a tough ask for the Grizzlies to go in there and win that game. But the road trip closes out in Dallas. Now, that's a different deal. On Friday night, the Grizzlies should be able to go into American Airlines Center and win that game. That's a bad Mavericks team that our friend Tim McMahon has tweeted out. At this point, best-case scenario might be to have Harrison Barnes be really, really good and everybody else be bad so that they end up with a lottery pick, a very high lottery pick, in an interesting, pretty deep and pretty talented draft that's coming up in 2017. That's kind of the vibe in Dallas right now. So the Grizzlies have a real good opportunity to go in there and sneak one, take that thing home. Now, I would love to hear from you. If you want to see more of that pairing of Deontay and Zach, if you have comments on Vince Carter, you have comments on this, if you want to ask me a question for a future pod, I love answering your questions for the pod. You can email me peter@peteredmiston.com. That's peter@peteredmiston.com. That's also, of course, my Twitter feed @peteredmiston. If you want to follow me and shoot me a question there, that would be perfectly fine, too. I would love to hear from you no matter how you do it. I want to say a big thank you to everybody for listening into this post-game pod. Again, your final score, the Grizzlies knock off the Jazz 102-96. Next up for the Grizzlies, the nationally televised game against the Clippers on Wednesday. All you could say is cross your fingers. Good luck. But in the meantime, thanks so much for joining me here on the pod. Have yourself a great Tuesday, and we'll talk to you again.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.